T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be at 6:32 and 5 seconds to go right along with it on a Monday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Tom Rugauer, Holly Rosenberg. They're on the other side of the glass, and the 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for a real marathon. A 3.5 hour Monday schmooze right up until the Icelanders at 10 on your fan. New York City.
What draws my admiration? What is that which gives me joy?
Baseball.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring.
I would say it'll be a few days, but I'm also pretty optimistic that it will be that kind of timeline. Obviously, with the concussion, we're going to err on the side of caution.
It would bother me if we haven't taken precautionary measures to try and prevent some of these things. You know, injuries are going to happen no matter what you do.
But I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring.
Man stands alone at a place. This is the time for what? For individual achievement.
This one's crushed deep to left, right down the line. Home run. Three-run homer. Yoenis Cespedes is first of the spring.
One run, Ellsbury scores. Scoring is Torres. Coming around is Hicks. Danny Espinosa gets a three-run double.
It's February, and this is the best I've felt in spring training in a long time, just physically.
I still have a slight headache. Like I said, there's not a whole lot going on up in my head, so I'm not too worried about losing anything.
It might as well be spring.
Looks, throws, catches, hustles, part of one big team.
Spring training 2018, with spring coming up later in the month. But apparently, some of those springtime allergies already in play for at least one member of the New York Metropolitans and one member of the New York Yankees. Who knew Stanton was allergic to sunlight? The Yankees, after watching him try to separate the ball from the sun and the sky, have decided to play him only in night games, hoping he doesn't lose any baseballs in the lights. Stanton, well, never compared to one of the Yankees' better left fielders, including Yogi Berra, was using his sunglasses, but using sunglasses that were not see-through, sort of like the masks some people use when they're sleeping. Now, investigative reporters are trying to determine just how many baseballs he was unable to locate. The New York Daily News had him unable to find 3. The New York Post had him unable to find 2. We had him losing 2.5. Since, yes, even though it was 3, we give him the benefit of the third one. We give him the benefit of the doubt since he was able to find the ball before the batter reached third base. Stanton manned up after the game. He took full responsibility and accountability. But most thought He had to, since there were eyewitnesses in attendance and those watching on TV. Stanton also admitted that he's more comfortable in right field when losing balls in daylight, and promises that he'll be much more efficient, much more successful once the season starts, especially if he gets to DH. Now, as far as the New York Metropolitans, we have seen now that Steven Matz also suffers from allergies. Doormats apparently is allergic to rubber, and that is either standing on it or being close to it, sort of like his kryptonite. And it's been clinically proven that gripping horsehide is more psychological with doormats than physical, and will have to mentally get over what appears to be career-threatening. Matz may need to find his confidence and his game in Port St. Lucie or maybe Brooklyn instead of Queens once 2018 begins. And here we all thought Jason Vargas was insurance for Zach Wheeler. Now we're thinking Zach Wheeler may be insurance for Steven Matz. You can also think that Steven Matz, Zach Wheeler, and Jason Vargas all need insurance themselves. And of course, now it's what is the rush on the DeGrominator? Since, well, you know, back issues tend to linger with the New York Metropolitans. Isn't it always something lingering? To linger is to be a New York Metropolitan. And for the New York Metropolitan fan, you can only hope that someday in your lifetime, the lingering comes to an end. Now, maybe it's because Jerry Blevins is left-handed. How about that tweet from over the weekend? One word could be used, and that one word could be sacrilege. Another word you could use, one word from the tweet, heresy. When discussing for Sports Illustrated his favorite baseball movies of all time, he leaves off one of the classics, not even listing this movie among his top 10. Now, with the Academy Awards at hand, SI wanted some ballplayers to list their favorite baseball movies of all time. And Blevins created some very negative tweets in return for not listing a baseball movie that's not only considered a classic, but was one of the five nominated for Best Picture in 1990. Blevins listed Everybody Wants Some, number one. Everybody Wants Some, number one. I've never even heard of this film. The Sandlot, he listed number two. Major League, number three. For Love of the Game, he had number four. A League of Their Own with Tom Hanks, Madonna, the whole thing. Number five. At number six, he had Bull Durham. Little Big League at number seven with Rookie of the Year, The Rookie, and Bad News Bears rounding out his top 10. Blevins said he might put Angels in the Outfield and The Natural ahead of this classic film. And yes, like most baseball movies, it had some inaccuracies, but it's still considered a classic. So again, it's not only with one of the most quoted lines of all time, and you know from what I might be talking, if you build it, they will come. And again, if you were watching the Academy Awards in 1990, you had no argument. None at all. It was considered by, I'm sure, maybe some of you listening, maybe most of you listening, and certainly from this end of the microphone also, it has been considered one of the best in 1990 and one of the best today. The
nominees for Best Picture are Field of Dreams, Lawrence Gordon, and Charles Gordon producers. And the Oscar goes to...
One constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball.
You're really just trying to clear your head and get back to doing what you do.
People will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
No, bad. Sometimes you stink.
No, wait. I have done everything I've been asked to do. I didn't understand it, but I've done it. And I haven't once asked what's in it for me.
You know, business is business. Ultimately, I ended up where I wanted to be.
Not invited. What do you mean I'm not invited? That's my corn out there. You guys are guests in my corn.
I'm happy and excited to be back.
There is something out there, Ray. And if I had the courage to go through with this, what a story it'll make.
It's a big moment for me personally to be a part of this.
I'm John Kinsella.
I'm Ray. My wife, Annie. This is my daughter, Karen. Karen, this is my...
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm here for.
What are you grinning at, you ghost?
If you build it, he will come.
As soon as I'm ready to go, like I'm going to play this year. So if I'm ready to go, we make it far, I'm going to do my best to get back.
America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. Baseball marked the time.
Levins comes set at the belt. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike three.
Hey, Dad? You want to have a catch?
I'd like that.
He doesn't even have Field of Dreams in his top 12. Doesn't even have The Natural. What, inaccuracies? What, Roy Hobbs? And in real baseball, you hit the cover off the ball? What is it? And he didn't like Blevins in this movie because Shoeless Joe was batting right-handed Ray Liotta, the actor playing Shoeless Joe Jackson, coming out of the cornfield. And Joe was left-handed, and he didn't like the father-son issue that was brought up because coming from the Midwest, says Blevins, you don't say, have a catch. You just say, let's play catch, please. Heresy, sacrilege. Maybe it's because Blevins is left-handed. One or left of center, which is not as popular today as it should be. Let me tell you this already, what?